Radio.net. And good afternoon and welcome into a very chilly afternoon here in Coleman, Alabama. It is Prep Sports Live.
You're a little more lively than those last guys that were in here.
Yeah, I'd have to say so, but hey, they put on a good show tonight, so.
They do. It's just you came in here and like the microphone was turned up really loud.
So. Yeah. Whoops about that one, but welcome in to a post-Thanksgiving Prep Sports Live. Dylan Diemert and Joshua Lawler in the studio.
Good to be back.
It is good to be back after that Iron Bowl weekend.
When did you get here?
You look one way,
like
and then
30 seconds ago,
the other way, and I'm just here.
Yeah, so, awesome.
I may or may not be the Flash himself.
We don't want to reveal too much secrets here on the radio, but
no, not at all. Well,
that's just how things roll around here.
Yeah, what's
things
going
happen,
on in
you know?
Local sports today?
Oh, nothing. It's a very boring day.
Yeah, really quiet. Just super quiet.
I think a few coaches made the news.
Oh, yeah.
Just one by the name of Gus Malzahn.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's
maybe
another, good one. That's
another
right.
one.
I was listening to that on our way in. If you're tuning in now, then you just heard the Alabama News Network update. They listed quite a few interesting, may I say, interesting details. So we may talk about that
the
a little
one
bit.
I'm going to talk about later, too, is the Birmingham Iron. That was an interesting
Yeah,
one.
Right? I don't hear very many updates on that. So when I heard it on the way over here, that was the first time I've heard it today.
We'll talk a little semi-pro or pro. I think they're a pro league as well. But First of all, we'll start at the lower level and work our way up. The breakdown of the quarterfinals round of the ASHAA playoffs. We had two teams in the playoffs this previous week, and both teams, however, did exit the third round. We had Addison facing Aliceville at home, 38-22. Aliceville got the W in that one. Of course, our game of the week was the Good Hope Raiders at the Oneonta Redskins. The Redskins dominating that one 29-8.
Much closer than the scoreboard show, I assure you.
And it was. It very much was. And, you know, some notes from each game. Not too much from over there in Winston County, but Aliceville going to Fife for their semifinal matchup. And that's going to be an exit for Addison. But, again, no stranger to the playoffs, of course, there over in Bulldog Country.
Yeah. Deschler going to meet.
Deschler will meet Oneonta this week.
And I think that's going to be a good game if you're still interested on how that plays out. And I think watching the teams that beat the Coleman County teams are something interesting. We see that on Saturdays a lot. We kind of follow the teams that beat us, you know, whatever your allegiance may be. You know, and not to linger too long on that, but last week in Prep Sports, or Prep Talk, or whatever the show's called, we talked a little bit about, you know, the keys to victory, and I really didn't think that Oneonta would be able to hang their hat on their two star wide receivers, or that they would be dual threats, you know, playing both sides of the ball, but clearly Oneonta, thinking a similar form or fashion that Good Hope is, letting their star players play as much on the field as they possibly can. I think I even saw a couple of those guys returning kicks and that kind of thing. So can't really blame them there. I really think that game that we saw last Friday night could have been a state championship game and seeing that level of play. So that being said, going forward, I think Deschler's going to be strong. I think Oneonta will be strong. I hate to see this side of the bracket be that heavy. Because now I'm really expecting in Class 4A a blowout for the state championship.
Right, and of course, Good Hope. It was a lot closer than what the scoreboard said. Of course, 29-8 was the final score, but what we saw on the field, you know, did not really kind of match up with that.
Yeah,
we saw a lot of action from the Good Hope Raiders, and just things were not clicking at some points. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they get on the board, and they kind of just click for the last, you know, and it came in at the last minute.
It did. It really did. It was tough to watch. You know, it seemed like on paper, Good Hope held them to short numbers, but really, I think I don't even think that's right. I think Good Hope just gave it back to them a couple of times and gave them really short field position. So on paper, it looks like they made really big defensive stands, but they didn't. Just a couple of mistakes here or there. Really come back to haunt them.
And one thing is they really didn't even capitalize too much on that, you know, back and forth I think it was like four flags in a row on Aniana.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
backed them up good, but really not much they could do to that other than get the ball back. But
what was that? Was that mid third quarter?
Yeah,
or maybe late third quarter. There were three flags. Aniana wound up with 50 yards in penalties. There were five flags.
And I think they racked them all up mostly right there. Was the most because they had four flags in a row.
That should have been the turning point. For sure, for Good Hope, but they just couldn't capitalize on that open window.
There was a touchdown prevented by the penalties, of course. Yep. It was in the end zone, backed them all the way up to the 50-yard line by the time it was done. But
something we wound up seeing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? If you watched any of the Alabama game. I don't think I heard it. There was a run from the trunk. Did you give everybody the number?
The number for 256-737-9505 is the number if you want to call and talk about Good Hope. Or any other games out there, any other news going on in Coleman County.
Any other news is the key word here. We're definitely interested to talk about some local stuff, maybe a little later in the show, but as soon as you start calling in is as soon as we'll start talking about it.
Right, and you can also comment on Facebook Live.
That's right.
We're streaming live on the Facebook page. If that's how you're tuning in, go ahead and comment, and we'll get that out to us as soon as possible. Some other notes I've got as we move on again. Good Hope falling to Aniana in the third round as well as Addison. Mm-hmm. So moving on to basketball, I got a little basketball news this week. Surprisingly,
yeah,
I've got some records. West Point's men's team is 2-3 right now after Thanksgiving. We got a Good Hope team that's 1-1 all time, as well as Fairview being 1-4.
And I mentioned that a little bit on Friday Night Live, but I've spoken with some of the folks out at Good Hope, and even though they are disappointed that the football team didn't go farther. A lot of them are excited for basketball because a lot of those key athletes
are coming back to the court.
Yeah,
yes.
Coming back to the court. And they, when I talked to them, they wanted to remain anonymous, of course, but they blamed the loss to Coleman, on the fact they didn't have a lot of their players.
Hmm.
Yep. Yep. A lot of their starters, actually.
Hansville 4-2, probably the best team in the county, right? And while I say that, then I look down below them, 5-2 Colt Springs, which is no surprise here. Colt Springs, a basketball school all time. Vimont 0-6 right now. And then some other notes I got here. The women's teams, West Point has the best record at 4-1 right now, while Colt Springs 4-3, Hansville 3-3, Fairview 3-2, Vimont 1-2, and Good Hope 0-2. We got some games tonight going on in the next hour, if not happening right now. Hansville at Fairview, and Good Hope going to West Point. Some non-county matchups is that Cold Springs will be at home versus Southeastern, and Vimont will be hosting Falkville tonight.
That's a school that I don't know too much about at all when it comes to basketball is Southeastern. They haven't been on the map too long. I think maybe. 2 or 3 years as far as varsity level goes. So I'm really interested to see if they spring up, obviously, in a couple of schools in their class as well. So maybe something we see farther down their season.
And they've got Coleman County's best team right now tonight. So
cool.
Could be something to see for them if they pull out a win against the 5-2 Eagles, of course. But we'll be watching some of these other games as well.
Yeah.
In the basketball realm as well. Hopefully get you some basketball coverage from the hardwood this season as well.
Maybe we can.
We missed the opportunity with the Thanksgiving tournaments, but we were
booked
in with the football team, so we're still going.
State championships.
Yeah, we were still going there, but now we've subsided with football coverage for the season, and do want to say thank you. We kind of got cut off early Friday night.
We did for this.
Do want to say thank you to all the schools, of course, for hosting us and allowing us to be there. We've made it a point to try to be to every county school this season, and if we missed a few, we're sorry, but we'll try to get out there next season, of course, and try to get some games ahead of time that we know it will be.
Yep.
On the ball about, and we don't want to make our picks about next year's teams. Yeah. Not till August. We'll save that. So,
and we saw a lot of success with how we structured things towards the end of the year. So we're definitely taking that in stride. And really, any of that success, all of that success, is due to the schools and how they facilitated us being there and providing us with everything they did. And of course, our sponsorships really helped us get out and get into the cold, helped us pay for all those hot chocolates out there towards the end of the season.
But, for sure.
Yeah, definitely nod of the head, tip of the hat to everybody that contributed, whether it was monetarily or out there on the sidelines giving us a hand, really made a good season.
So, or even on the comment section on Facebook.
Ain't that the truth?
We had a lot of love from the Good Hope side of the family. We want to kind of stretch that love out to them again. Thank you for their warm hearts and just loving us, being in there, in a part of Raider Nation, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good deal. What's left on our sheet here, Dylan?
Well, since we've got through all the local football and basketball coverage that I've got, as I hear Jay coughing in the background. Yeah. Jay, you got anything in there? It wasn't him, okay.
Were you looking for Facebook comments? I think we've already got folks.
If we can see if any.
We got some folks asking about the hottest news today, some news that are breaking about midday today. I may have gone and done a little bit of digging myself. I think right now is a good time to reiterate our phone number. It's 256-737-9505. Facebook, and of course the telephone, the best two ways to get hold of us. I think we go ahead and take a break and then maybe.
I think that's absolutely right. We'll take a quick break here on Prep Sports Live and we'll get back into the news as soon as we can. All right.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
Allstate agent Whitney Aldridge is now serving Coleman. She lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Wendy is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Wendy makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. She'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Wendy's new office today for a free quote, located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
This is Ed Harrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. With all the noise going on social media, it might be wise for us to think for a moment before we post something that we might regret. And why would we regret it? It might cost us a friend. It might be something that we feel strongly about today that we're going to feel differently about sometime later, like when our children might see our comments years from now. It might cost us a job opportunity. Most employers these days check out social media before they make a hire. And it might just cost us our dignity. Now make no mistake about what I'm saying here. We don't necessarily need to change our lean, but perhaps we should change our tone. Remember, what we say publicly identifies who we are. It's our calling card, and it tells the world about us. So let's tell the world that we are courteous, respectful, and thoughtful. It'll make our worlds a little kinder.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Marketplatz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Marketplatz.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight, and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Coleman, by Coleman, for Coleman. Live 95.5 FM, Coleman's Independent Radio.
And welcome back to Prep Sports Live. And now I think it's time to go right into the news. Jay, if we could try to get Tommy on the phone eventually, if there's any way you could get him in contact with us.
So while we're...
While we're trying to get him there.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got this letter in front of me.
And, of course, we want to go ahead and, I guess, make the story public.
Go ahead.
Of course, the news is that Coleman's head coach, Matt Plunkett, has resigned at head coach after a 3-7 season under his first year, coming from Gardendale.
Yeah.
And, of course, the news has spread out there like wildfires. And, Josh, you've got the letter with you right here.
I do, and I've read it a couple of times trying to get a gist of what's going on. It just seems kind of odd to me looking at it because the wording, it's out there all over the place. I won't read it in its entirety, but the opening sentence says, "I would like it to be known that the fact we are standing here today is nobody's fault but my own." That seems just unfitting to the rest of the letter. The rest of the letter points out that he appreciates everybody's work and everything that's been done for him, but taking that shot at the very beginning provided more questions.
It raises more suspicion,
right,
to the whole case.
We've got Tommy. Whenever
we've got Tommy. Okay, Tommy, can you hear us?
Again.
Okay, Tommy. Of course, this is a pretty pretty breaking story right now about this, and there's just a lot of that first wording there kind of just raises questions to make you wonder what in the heck is going on over at Oliver Woodard.
It does. And this is home. I mean, this is home for us, and as a PA announcer for the Bearcats, it hits home to me because you get to know people. Mm-hmm. You learn about them, you work with them side by side, you see their passion for the programs. And, whether it was Coach Britton's retirement or Coach Plunkett's hiring or now Coach Plunkett's resignation, it's not a happy day to be a Bearcat, regardless of those situations. There are stories floating all over town.
Yeah.
And this, you guys know this town as well as I do. There are folks who support people, and there's folks who don't support people. Wherever the ins and outs of this are will eventually be made light if folks want them to be made light. I know that, Coach Plunkett was a man of character.
Right.
He's a Christian gentleman, and he was passionate about his program.
Maybe he was passionate
for some.
Interesting, Tommy. I know you can't go one way or another too much, but what kind of toll does this take on the kids that maybe have been in the middle of this program? Maybe they didn't graduate this year, or maybe this upcoming year isn't their first year. Those juniors, those sophomores, maybe even the freshmen. What kind of damage do you think this does to a team?
Well, and that, Josh, will probably be seen in the turnout for spring practice. And two, I would be curious, and I'm gonna, I appreciate you guys reaching out to me to kind of get an insight, but I want you guys to get insight from those parents or players or folks in the community, that are really in touch with the program. I feel for Coach Plunkett and for Allison and the family, and I would ask that folks keep them in their prayers, because despite wins and losses, despite jobs, what goes on, what may not go on, these things, whether it's at the high school level or the collegiate level, involves people's lives.
It does.
And when, you know, we talk about Gus Malzahn, folks want Gus Malzahn gone from Auburn, but if that happens, Gus has got to, of course, he's going to get a huge buy, then have to buy a new house or move. But
yeah, right.
At the high school level, you know, it hits you a little harder at that level because, you know, Coach Plunkett sold a house, moved here, said this was his dream job to be here at Coleman, and now he, you know, he's going to end up, he's going to stay on in a teaching position, but that's not going to last long. As soon as he finds a job, he'll move his family on somewhere else. But that's, it affects his it affects lives in ways that some of us may not understand unless we've been around someone who sure. has resigned from a job or lost a job.
Sure. And yep. you know, I think that's very honorable to allow him the time, you know, allow him to teach. But I know that's a tough situation for him. To step down and you know, I really thought that Coleman, this came as a shock to me,
doing
Friday Night Live and we were there for a couple of those games, seeing what potential the team had, this was unexpected 100%. Do you think that anyone else, over that way really expected it either?
I don't, I do think it came as a shock. I do think there may have been circumstances since the end of football season. You know, win losses may have had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
Like I said, the hard work, dedication, and discipline may have had something to do with it. That you know, this town's not going to take the change.
Right. Right.
And you know, I don't know that those things played a part. I'm just saying that we don't know. Like I said, my concern is for Coach Nallison, the family, and the new baby on the way. Wish them the best. They stay in our prayers and our thoughts. But, you know, Coleman was a great program before Coach Plunkett. It'll be
yeah.
a great program after him. And he would tell you the same thing. The underclassmen that are coming up, this sophomore, the junior class is good, but this sophomore and freshman class that are coming up are some of the best athletes,
yeah.
not only on the football field, but the baseball field, the soccer field, basketball, all around boys and girls. These are going to be some of the best athletes to come through here in a while. So there are good things to come for the program. I hope the board and the administration and the AD and those folks, you know, search out, find the right person for the job because they've
Absolutely.
Got some talent coming up
and that's
that they can really use.
And that's definitely something that we want to keep track of here, just to know what happens. Obviously a school that we're very close to, right at the heart of this county. Tommy, we appreciate you giving us what you can and taking the time to answer a call.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for calling.
All right. Enjoy, thanks, Tommy. And, again, if you want to call in yourself and you have anything to add on to what Mr. Warhurst has said or anything we've said, 256-737-9505. And, again, you know, everything that we've got to say after this point is just speculation.
Absolutely.
Of course, we have just presented to you the facts that we have and the resignation letter that has been officially released into the media.
Of course, we learned about this because we were kind of tipped off by some other local news outlets. Sure enough, Coleman Tribune and Coleman Today had it posted in both locations. And I was just browsing through some of the comments, you know, that some Colemanites have left there. This was a surprise to some people, but to quite a few other people, it was not a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, I think we threw some lifelines out to some of those people if they'd like to comment and discuss.
Absolutely.
But, you know, this makes me so sad. He is an amazing man who changed my son's life. He spoke life and encouragement to him, gave him mercy and grace, and cared about what kind of a man he was becoming. Coleman just lost a man who could have helped change the school and program into something unlike anything we've ever seen before. My son is grieving. So sad. And then there's other comments about, well, it says he resigned, and then somebody else made the comment, this is breaking news, really, implying that, you know, other people
saw it coming.
Seem to have known about this longer than we did.
Too bad we can't get hold of those people. If for some reason you're out there and you're listening in, and you've got something, a part of this puzzle that we have not, give us a call. That telephone number again, 256-737-9505, or comment on Facebook. We're watching them roll in.
Yeah, there's another comment that says, wow, that was fast. Then there's another comment that
says,
was not his choice. And then another comment says, but it states he resigned. What am I missing here?
Yeah, right. So that's something that I want to talk about because it's Coleman. Word travels fast around here.
All right.
I've done a little bit of asking around in the past 30 minutes or so, and that's kind of the thing that I'm hearing on the street is that it may or may not have been seen coming by a handful of people. My question is why exactly, you know, and who has the power to force those kind of decisions?
Well, the one thing that raises any eyebrows, and this is from anybody looking on the outside in, is that what is making what a 3-7 record in your first season? What would really cause? I wouldn't deem that, you know, a fireable offense on your first attempt. You know, you had to establish your program. Yeah. This is things that happened. You know, we don't see coaches just come in and then lose their job because they couldn't perform. You know, it's not just usual for something like that to happen. But the weird question to me is a 3-7 record. I don't see it being a coaching record problem of not winning. You won a key game against Jasper, but you know, you are establishing a new program that has to do with a lot of you know, adversity. There's a lot of these seniors that were there when Coach Britton was still there, kind of processing that loss there when he stepped down, and now just kind of don't understand what's going on now here as Mr. Plunkett is stepping down.
Yeah, and you know the. They had several close games, and then a couple of close wins, and this being his first year, that's
well,
why
we covered the Mortimer Jordan game, did we not?
Yes.
And like they were in the playoffs. Mortimer Jordan was, if I remember correctly.
Yes, and
I think they ended up playing Jasper this previous weekend as well.
Yeah, Jasper also being one that was on the
and that
on
was
the
a
schedule.
Really close game, was it not?
That's what I heard as well. It was a close game between those two, but you know the thing is, it's just. I don't see this being a record problem at all. I cannot say that it'd be a record problem, but is there something that we're out of the loop on the field? Did we miss something that, you know, in the three games we covered, there must be something there that we must have missed and maybe the rest of Coleman County has missed out on.
And, you know, and as close-knit as this city is, there's a lot of talk where you can't necessarily – say this or say that. So if you want to call in and be anonymous or just give Jay your information over the phone, we won't track your number. We won't ask who you are. If you just want to share the information and then let Jay relay it to us, we'll accept that as well.
Or if you just want to shoot the breeze and think say what you think.
Absolutely.
Is what's going on. We're open for opinions as well.
I don't think that that's going to be as popular.
I don't think so as well.
I think
but
that, you know, if you can't go.
We're not conspiracy theorists now.
Well, yeah, speak for yourself. I go down the rabbit hole quite a bit. I think there's a lot of that goes around within the city. You know, any place that stays as close-knit as this is, you know, the community here is great because of the closeness. That also rewards, you know, rumor mills and clicks and that kind of thing. So somebody out there's got some information they're willing to share, whether they're
the number one mistake in radio, haven't given out the number. It's 256-737-9505, like our frequency, 9505.
We'll say it five times. We have to.
I think we've said it five times this segment already.
Also, something happened, I think, to the Facebook Live video, so I've reset that.
I'm watching the number.
All of the video watchers went away, and so now they've come back. So if you want to type something in the comment box there, we can share that with the listenership too. So.
Absolutely. So I think this is a good time to take a short break and we'll gather together some of our conspiracy theorists and
maybe he's the reason the bridge is shut down over here on Eva Road.
Maybe
that
so.
Could be it.
I've got an argument with him then. That's for sure. We'll be back in a few. This is Prep Sports Live.
Scissor Salon. Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, Muscle Pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman SportsFit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman SportsFit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and SilverFit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman SportsFit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. So we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
And welcome back into Prep Sports Live here on this Tuesday afternoon in the city of Coleman. Currently 5:38, and it is getting colder and darker outside. And
gosh, ain't that
football season is over locally, and it's just
but a this damper. This weekend we're supposed to have lots of rain and almost 70 degree temperatures. So
well, there's some positive news.
You must be wondering, Alabama.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we never get a break. I'm just trying to get another round of golf in before the end of the year. Like, I need some help here. But a lot of theories we threw around back and forth. If you're watching the Facebook live stream, you saw us disappear for a couple of minutes as we kind of shared some thoughts based on the information that we've gotten in. And I'm trying to ask one or two out of the Facebook live feed to call in and share a different side, a side that we've not covered too much yet. So maybe they'll pick up here. But you know, Dylan, I'm digging through the schedule the website, digging through the football schedule, the win loss record. It is 3-7, but I mean, we talked about it a little bit, just to go in depth. You know, win over Jasper by 1 point, big play at the end of the game. Mortimer Jordan, close loss,
very close.
Lost by 2 points, 18-16. We were there for that one. It come down to
just a field goal in the rain.
Mortimer Jordan happened to have someone who could kick the ball. I don't think we saw very many high school teams this season that could actually kick through the field goal.
Well, there was one team that we saw for sure that we saw a lot of in the last 3 weeks that could kick for sure, and that was Walter Perez for the Good Hope Raiders.
But did he kick any actual field goals?
I don't think he actually had to is the thing. So yeah, that's true.
He did extra points.
That's true. I'm thinking extra points and, yeah, you know, I see where you're
which,
getting
no easy task. Don't let me take away from him. But
well, I don't think we saw that point with Good Hope. I don't think they had to go to that point because they could rely on Bailey Quick or Matthew Dixon to get the ball into the end zone and then convert on a 2-point conversion if needed. But most of the time, Walter Perez was there to kick the point after. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw him miss maybe one. Mm-hmm. Out of like maybe making out of the all games that we've covered for Good Hope, probably.
And you know, the to jump down farther down the list, Athens, they played they played at Athens, it looks like. No,
I think that was here.
But overtime, they went into overtime on that game, lost by 3 points. Farther down, Hartsel was a very close game. We didn't go to that one thinking that it was going to be a blowout, but it was 20-7.
Yeah, we had changed it up there. It was very, yeah.
So you can't look at the schedule, can't look at the win loss and say, you know what, it's because he had a really bad season.
This isn't Tuscaloosa, this isn't Auburn, this isn't the Plains. You know, we're not talking about Gus Malzahn, you know, being bought out for a slightly discounted rate now because he lost Alabama, or getting a boosted contract because he beat Alabama. There wasn't nothing there that said, hey, you lost to Hartsell this season.
Here's your letter.
And then like, you're out.
Well, also one other topic that, you know, we kept reciting, you know, every game this year, you can't look at the stats on the piece of paper. I mean, they had no relevance to the game.
They never do in this lower level. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Most of the time they don't.
But still, you know, if you want to make that connection to a Saturday football team, a college football team, you know, this record would be very close to someone who would wind up at a bowl game. Like I've seen 6-6. I've seen 5-6 teams that make it to bowl games. So, I mean, not a terrible year. That's why I'm leaning towards there's more to this story. There's something lurking in the waters here that we don't know about.
And, of course, phone line is open, 256-737-9505. If you want to chat with us, again, 256-737-9505. You want to chat with us and talk about what's going on over at Coleman High School.
Got a bunch of folks on Facebook Live. We'd love to hear from some of you. We know you're out there creeping. We want to hear those voices, hear those opinions, because I can talk about this forever, but nobody wants to hear my opinion. We want to know what the community thinks about this, because this easily affects you far more than it affects me. I lay my head down in Hayden, Alabama. Once this show's over, like, this is it. That's no big deal for me, but y'all have to put up with it. Y'all have to deal with it. This is something that affects your children. You know, one of the comments Jay read a couple of minutes before the break really hit home. Is like, you know, the son is grieving, as the commenter said. You know, I remember having a basketball coach in my early years that I really liked, and because of where he lived, he switched jobs because it was just too far of a track. And I remember that took a toll on me at a young age. These are mentors. These are our role models for young men and young women, you know, whatever sport it might be. It's really important to keep the right people in here.
It is.
I wonder what kind of toll this is taking on the rest of the team.
And, you know, I just looked at the Facebook live stream. We've got a commenter saying that there is a lot more to this story.
We would love to hear about that.
And, of course, you know, that is the point we're getting at. There has to be a lot more
and, you know,
to this story.
This is what I said before the break. I think that people are afraid to call in and us use their name against this. Like, you know, if you want to be anonymous, we will not tell us all who you were or anything like that.
And if you won't comment, that's fine. I'm going to read your comments off of Facebook. Yes, I think anyone close to the program knew he didn't willingly resign. That off of a comment off Coleman today.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And somebody just commented on ours that said there's definitely more to this story. He would not willingly resign. He is a great man.
You know, and like I said, if you're not going to call in, I won't call out your name, but we're reading these Facebook comments. That's something that I've been hearing as well. I've heard that this was not his decision, but once again, it's speculation because I'm getting it from somebody who got it from somebody else, that kind of thing.
Right. So you know, this is third hand news that, you know, we have what Coleman Today, what the Coleman Tribune has said.
So if this was not his decision, I would love to know whose it was and why it was forced upon him. You know, that's definitely a story. It's better to find out about these things now than to, you know, hear them on the news instead. Right.
Right.
So. You know, what better place to relay this information than Coleman's community radio, right?
Do we have any way to, if somebody does call in and wants to be anonymous, we have a way to kind of just lower their voice and just scramble it and make it seem like they're just
not yet, but, you know,
we don't have a voice changer.
I think if stories continue to develop like this, we'll have to find one.
No.
And, you know, and that's why I said that Jay would, relay your information. You know, he doesn't have to put the phone on air. When it rings, he picks it up and he's going to talk to you like we normally would on the telephone. And if you think people would hear your voice or you don't want them to know your name, Jay will just say a caller has called in and said this or that or the other. And so we can go about it that way.
Or if you want to meet at the parking deck under the, you know, the parking deck
well,
in downtown.
I don't think we can do that.
We're not going Watergate
minutes.
Here.
Yeah,
but.
No, not Watergate at all. But we really want to know. This is not a story that's going to go away after tonight. It's going to be with us for, you know, at least until a new coach is found, probably after that. This is probably going to be a storyline that other news outlets, other radio stations, even throughout the state, will talk about in next season's games, you know, if they found a coach or an interim coach.
I heard a rumor that Paul Feinbaum was going to take this and run with it, so.
Yeah, good news down there at JOX. Yeah,
oh, really?
Well,
you know, hey, that was believable. You know, it's totally believable.
You had to have seen my face.
You see? Well, you know, and I'm doing research for this today, and I see. And Jay's going to answer that one.
Yeah,
hopefully, he's going
to
mute his
mic. I'm
going
to go talk to it. Yeah,
mute that one. That way, if they want to be anonymous, they can. But you know, I'm doing research for this, and I see older headlines from where you know the headline was Coleman lures Plunkett away from Gardendale. You know, this is big time because Gardendale, Fultondale, that area is just as big in football as Coleman County is. It was big news when he moved, so you know it's big news when he all of a sudden disappears.
So we do have a caller. I believe, if I remember correctly, it was Jamie. We're going to keep these comments to about 2 to 3 minutes so everyone gets a shot. We've got till 6 o'clock, so Jamie is on the line.
All right, Jamie, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Hey, all I wanted to say was I don't know any of the details besides what you guys have and what I've seen on Coleman Tribune and Coleman Today.
Yeah.
But what I do know is I was pretty involved in the program this season and was in and out of the locker room 3 or 4 times a week. I was involved in feeding the boys before the games. And so my experience with Coach Plunkett and all of the coaching staff was very, very, very positive. And I just know that he brought to the program discipline and expectations, but he did that in such a positive manner. And so I am heartbroken. My son is a sophomore, and he is just so disappointed today that Coach Plunkett isn't a part of the program anymore, that he actually sent me a text yesterday and said, "Mom, I just want to go to virtual school next year." I mean, he's just really super connected with Coach Plunkett. And I know that's just him venting, but Coach Plunkett did more than teach my son about football.
Right.
And my son made a pretty big teenager kind of mistake this year, and he got an ISS for a couple of days and just made a stupid decision.
Yeah.
And the way that Coach Plunkett handled it was with discipline, but also with grace, and he didn't make him feel shameful, you know, and he just taught him what it was like to make a mistake as a man, but also be able to come back and understand redemption from that. And so I just think that that's something that you can't find in a coach, you know, and even though we didn't have a winning season, buddy, we didn't get blown out in any game. And I don't know if you guys really understand the dynamics. We had 12 seniors, 11 juniors, and most of the varsity football team was sophomores. My son was one of those. My son weighs 145 plant pounds and played varsity as a wide receiver.
Yeah,
so
that's
what the type of team that Coach Plunkett had to deal with, and we competed in a very hard 6A region, area.
And
so
I was
super proud, and I am really disappointed that he's gone. That's what I have to say.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I was going to add on.
And thank you guys for following the story. I hope that I hope the best for Coach, and I know that some school, whoever it is going to be super, super, super blessed to have him come on their staff.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you calling in, Jamie. And maybe if you keep track with us and inevitably when we talk about interim coach or replacement coach, we would love to hear a little bit more about how he stands or they stand as it may be a complete staff. But we appreciate you giving us a call.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I kind of want to add on to what she said there was
256-737-9505. Go ahead, Dylan.
As you know, she said that, you know, that team was a lot of a sophomore, freshman, younger lineup. That is the most ideal team to get.
Oh, yeah.
When you're a head coach, assuming a role with so many young standouts like that Coleman had.
But that time is going away. Like you have got to be careful. Now, if you were Coach Pluckett coming in, that's a great team to have and to see as much success as they did. But, you know, if we keep doing this turnaround, I remember when I was in Locust Fork, the time that I was over there, we had this similar problem where it was like every year or every 2 years, it was a different football coach and we never could get a hold on things. If you're not taking advantage of the fact that these kids could learn your style of coaching, and able to stay there for more than a couple of years, then you may not have a hold at all.
Right.
Yeah. So, interesting that we hear that. You know, my research, my talking to a handful of people, I was getting the opposite, that they were not happy with the coaching and how discipline was being handled, and that fascinates me that we've heard back in the opposite way. Still got a couple lingering here on Facebook. Give us a call in. We want to add more meat to this story. Find out what's really going on, because undoubtedly
I'm happy if for no other reason that I think we've heard from both sides. Well, yes. we've only heard from Good really calling in, but
right.
You know, we've heard some of the other rumors. I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, if you're on the opposite fence saying good riddance, you know, dancing on, you know, the grave of that one, call in 256-737-9505.
Yeah, and I feel so depressed because I really had some things I wanted to say, but we'll go to the phone. So.
Go one more time to the phone. Jay's going to mute that one in case it wants to be anonymous. Who knows? Because I think if you're coming with this side of the story that I've heard, you may want to be anonymous just because, you know, it comes back to bite you and Coleman really quick. I don't think it should be that way, but sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles.
Right, and again, we're just open to opinions here. And
Yep.
Open for you for the community to come out and say what they want to say here.
We respect all opinions.
Add on there and you're getting the opinions.
We welcome George from Coleman onto the program.
George, how you doing? Can you hear us?
George, you may want to listen to your phone instead of the radio. Gosh, I feel real now.
Yeah, I think maybe he's listening to my monologue now. George, you there?
It'll catch up with him in about 30 seconds.
We'll let him jump in whenever he's ready. There he is. Oh,
man, the line.
Bummer.
Try it again, George, but this time listen to your phone instead of your radio. 256-737-9505. And while we wait for him to call, I was going to comment, you know, about the statistics on the first year. You know, when Nick Saban first took that job at Alabama, he didn't have a perfect year.
And I was going to mention that, you know.
Well, I'm sorry.
That was something. No, you, I was going to fill in. You're actually, you know, you got the bread and butter there of that, where I was going with that. You know, down in Alabama, down in Tuscaloosa, you know, you had, you know, one coach that was highly touted to come in and be, you know, the coach, and then he got busted doing some things he shouldn't have been doing.
Yes.
And then we end up with Nick Saban. But I think we got George on the line here if we can get him as soon as possible.
And, you know, Nick Saban has become what he has become. The man has a statue down there, right? You know, it's no coincidence. But it's because they gave him an opportunity that first year.
And I saw a post on Twitter that was like, what road are we going to after him?
We have George back, and I told him to listen to his phone this time instead of the radio.
Hey, George, how you doing? Oh, man.
Are you with us, George?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think he put our kids through all the stuff, and there's just another side of him that people haven't seen.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that he's been probably the worst thing to ever come through Coleman High School.
Really?
And I think we need Britton back.
Britton back. Now, if you don't mind, let me ask you why, because we haven't heard this side of the story, so we'd love to know why, if you can disclose.
What he puts our kids through, and for their age of their body, it's just hurting them too much.
Really?
And I just don't think it's what they need.
So this is something maybe along the practice field?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. That's like I said, that's a side that we haven't seen. Now, I've heard a couple of things back and forth, you know, and And more on this side, I was really surprised to hear some good news. You didn't have any specific examples of this happening, did you?
Just what I've heard from my kids.
Okay, all right, I understand that. Well, I appreciate you calling in, George.
Yes, sir.
That was interesting. I wish we could talk him into sharing a little bit more, because that was kind of the avenue that
someone shared.
Yeah,
I don't know if I really wanted to get too much deeper into that, but I was just thinking, you know, you and I have had some conversations during the commercial breaks.
Right.
And, you know, the guys at Coleman High School, they have locker room talk. Well, us old people, we have water bottle talk.
So, yeah, right.
Kind of what was going around the water bottles at some workplaces. Yeah. Give out that number again, guys.
256-737-9505.
If you've got a little bit more information on what George was starting there, we would love to hear it. You know, George is the only one that's called in so far that was on the other side. I'm really, really interested know what has actually been happening out there on the
practice field. And those of you who are on Facebook saying that you love the show and the interaction, well, that's what we're here for, y'all.
Exactly.
We want to keep this show up not only for football season, but for all of the prep sports that happen at all of the county schools. So 5 o'clock Tuesdays, we're hoping to be here. So.
That's right. So, so we got time for one or two more if they want to fall in. Like I said, I've heard a little bit about this, and if any of this comes out to be true, then that's really tough, to hear. You know, Tommy mentioned on it a little bit that it was a big change from the previous coach, and he was here for so long.
Coach Britton was a long staple to these Bearcat program. Of course, when I was still in high school, Coach Mark Britton was the man.
Yeah.
Oliver Woodard, and you know, still highly respected. And of course, unfortunate circumstances that required his
I wonder how priority. I've heard his cancer treatment has gone well. I wonder if he would be available to take the. I wondered if that may have led into this decision, but I don't.
That would be quite the.
I don't know.
Quite the interim, you know. If it was just to get through here to there kind of thing, would be quite.
They've not necessarily in the same circumstance. They've done that at Vimont before, Their star head coach was Coach Mark Smothers. Mm-hmm. Of course, he mm-hmm. came back into the role before Alan Scott came in, and of course, Alan Scott now the Raiders head coach.
Right. You know, if and I believe that's what George was saying, that they wanted Britton back. But you know, if he comes back, how do you get him out? If so many people love the success that he had, how do you go? Okay, all right, we found a new one. This is what we're going to do now.
What do you think? I mean.
That would be tough. It's like, okay.
So, that's like the Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney discussion.
You know,
that's out there.
I was about to mention Saban. You know, if Saban becomes an old man and he's been at Alabama for 90 years, like, and we're having a hard time finding a new coach, how do we go, all right, Saban, come help us out for a season and then you can go back? Like, how do you let him go? You can't.
Exactly.
You know, got anybody new on the phone there, Jay?
Yeah, they're going off the air. Hang on a second. I'm getting some details.
Going off the air. This is what I wanted. I wanted some anonymous stuff. I love honesty, even if it comes at the price of being anonymous and protecting your name, because that's how society works, and the game that we play is not always fair. But as long as we're getting the truth, that's all that matters.
We are the messengers here.
We are the messengers.
Don't shoot the messengers,
That's exactly what I wanted out of radio. When I signed up at the beginning of this year, I said, you know what? I want to talk about some real stuff, and boy, have we come on it today. Jay, you just interrupt anytime you're ready with the information, and we'll get off our soapbox. I think we're coming up at the top of the hour. I'd say we push this back just a little bit if we can. I know the guy that's got the 7 o'clock show. He'll give us a little working room. You know, if we're developing a real story right here.
If the 6 o'clock show is okay with that, though, of course.
Yeah,
hopefully they should be.
I would think so. You know, if not,
they could sue us though.
They can lean into they could you know, and they could lean into the 7 o'clock to make up for it. You know,
well, while we got a little bit of time, while Jay's getting whatever he's getting there,
yeah,
I wanted to touch on this, the Alliance of American Football, the new pro league.
Yeah, what's the story about that?
The Birmingham Iron, a new league. Yeah, you know, they started up like a smaller. Mm-hmm. Spring football league. It's going to start in February 11th at Legion Field.
Legion Field getting some action again.
They're having their protector pick quarterback draft tonight, and there's a lot of former college stars that are going out.
Yeah, I heard some talk on that on the station's newscast. That was pretty cool. All right, so we've got a call on hold, but before we get to him, this is privately from a former member of the quarterback club.
Okay.
This person, he did not want to go on the air, but he has a son who played for Plunkett.
Okay.
But the son stopped playing halfway through the season because of how the kids were treated by Coach Plunkett.
Wow.
He strongly implied that being the caller that the record probably didn't have anything to do with it, that there were certainly other issues. You might even hear about them farther on down the road.
Really?
And, this was, he said that he was involved in the quarterback club, but I think he left the quarterback club when his son left the team. So
interesting.
That was all given to me off the air. And we have a caller, I forgot his name because I was too busy typing, but go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Landon. Can you hear me?
Landon, how are you doing?
Hey, I actually played for Coach Plunkett at Gardendale.
Okay.
For two years, and he was one of the best coaches I've had. We have coaches now, but he was one of the best coaches I've had. And there was a lot of people that hated him, and there was a lot of people that liked him.
Yeah.
But Coach Plunkett always said that if you want to please everybody, go get an ice cream truck.
Ain't that the truth?
So I was one of those that was mad. I was mad at him, and I talked to him about it when he announced that he was leaving. But I've talked to him since, and everything's good. And so I'm sad to hear this information.
Yeah.
But I would say that his leaving season was definitely not be the reason that this happened. But he always gave the players the credit when we won.
Yeah.
He always said when we lost that it was his fault.
Right, and that's something and so, that we saw as
and,
well.
And as for the people that talk about the stuff that nobody knows about or what went on in practice, Coach Plunkett was one of the most high-intensity people I ever been around.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people hated him, really, because he liked the game more than they did, I guess.
Okay. Well, see, that was going to be my next question, Landon, if you've got the time, was, you know, you've played for him, obviously, you've practiced for him. Do you think that's what that is? Do you think it's just they're not used to the change as this was his first year in Coleman? I'm sure Britton was a slower paced, you know, easier going because he was just, you know, a veteran at the game. Do you think the adjustment period is what's got them all caught up?
I think so. It could be, but I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with Coleman's past coaches, so I'm not sure how their former coach was. But and Gardendale has went to almost the opposite of what he has, and a less intensity. But like I said, Coach Plunkett is a really great guy. I was really close to him. Went to church with him. I'd bring him breakfast in the morning. I brought him breakfast in the morning one time because he forgot his.
Oh wow!
And so he's a great guy. And there's definitely more to the story. I wish somebody would have called in. I've heard a rumor on Sunday, but I'm not going to share that because it was from a high school student that didn't like him. So it could be just a rumor.
Right, right. No, I appreciate you giving us a call, and I'm glad you found us here on the radio station. Without this kind of information, we can't tell the whole story. So I appreciate it, Landon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Feel like we've got some true investigative reporting going
on
here.
Hey, man, I like this. We it's not about spreading rumors. It's not anything about that. It's just getting to the middle.
We have no dogs in these, races. We are just community members that work and live amongst Coleman and kind of just do business every day.
I do want to say, unfortunately, we're out of time. We actually went a little bit long, but y'all stay tuned. We've got Understanding the Law coming up in about 10 seconds. So thanks for y'all hosting Prep Sports Live tonight. Thanks for everybody who was hanging out on the Facebook page, and we'll see y'all next week.
All right, sounds good.
See ya.
But still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman.